Welcome to the Journeys of Peace podcast. We have our first episode in our Advent season of Generation to Generation. And so I'm excited to have our guests introduce themselves. So let's start with you.
I'm Linnea Myers, and I really like doing theater, so I would consider myself a theater kid.
And I'm Amy Myers, Linnea's mom. No, I love cross-country skiing.
So this is your season.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm excited to see the snow outside.
Well, I'm Keith Henjum. I'm Amy's dad and Linnea's grandpa. I like to play. I guess it would be softball.
Yeah.
And cross-country skiing is real close.
Yeah. So for this Advent season, we've come up with some different questions. So I want to know what Christmas traditions your family did when you were growing up.
There's a lot. I definitely remember cutting down the Christmas tree. We would go to a tree farm and cut it down. Usually dad would lay on the ground and saw it. And then we would take a picture by it before. So cutting down the tree is a big one.
And we'd always hope that there was snow.
Right.
It's more fun.
Yeah.
For some reason, isn't it?
Yeah. Mom would often make a little hot cocoa. Mm-hmm. We would go to my grandma's church for Christmas Eve, and we would fill up like a whole pew. A whole extended family would be there. My aunts and uncles and their kids, so my cousins. We would take up so much of the pew. And then we would crowd into grandma's house for a big dinner. And then we would go down to the basement and be crowded again.
This was on
Mom's side.
Mom's side.
Yep. Yeah. And then we always did Christmas on your side the next day.
Yeah, we were lucky that we could just alternate each year.
Mm-hmm.
So
nice.
We'd have Christmas with each side.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. And a lot of food.
Did you have any foods that stood out for you?
I feel like we would do often ham on dad's side. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there was a red cake involved.
There was Grandma Ruth's red cake.
Yeah.
Well, Christmas traditions.
Yeah.
We did go to church, but unfortunately that wasn't the big deal. It's pretty much Santa.
Yeah.
Sorry about that now, but
where did you grow up?
Joyful.
Like what community?
We grew up in Richfield, Minnesota, suburb of Minneapolis. We didn't have any particular foods. We used to have potato soup on Christmas Eve growing up. Lots of presents and cookies. These aren't really, that's just what we did.
Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm. And family was involved. We'd have a big meal with the cousins and grandparents.
And did they live close? So like everybody came?
Grandparents were from Worthington. So but everyone else is in the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
Would they come from Worthington to celebrate with you guys, or would you guys go there?
No. They would always come here when I was little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's all fond memories. I just enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I just thought of, like, our schedule. What we do, like, usually.
Yeah.
Like, we usually, on Christmas Eve, we go to the church service. And then we go over to these grandparents' house. So, the grandparents on my mom's side's house. And then we eat. And then we open presents. And then we, like, sometimes my dad puts, like, the map of where Santa is on the TV. So if he's getting close to our house, then we know we have to go home and go to sleep. And then on Christmas Day, we wake up and, like, open our presents at our house. And then when we feel ready, or if there's, like, a certain time, we go over to my dad's side and then eat and open presents there. So, like,
So it's interesting that at each generation, you've been able to be both sides of families, right? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of family time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's changed now because a lot of the families are spread out.
That's what I mean. It's not always possible.
Right.
Right.
Real quick on the traditions that we've added is lefse making. That's become a tradition. That was Barb's parents did that every year. And we didn't appreciate how much work that was for the two of them to do that. Because we have a team.
and it's
really fun. And it's, again, the families get together and take part in the lefse making.
Yeah.
And there's cookie day, or there's cookie making. Mm-hmm. That's a tradition that we've often, that we still maintain. So anyway, I guess I just didn't want to forget the lefse.
Yeah, well, and that goes right to the next question. What cultural traditions are woven into your celebration, and why is it important? So my question is, why was lefse or cookie making? My guess is you have certain cookies that get made at Christmas versus in the summer or something else. Like, do those have significance?
Well, the lefse making is significant because we're all Scandinavians and, or German.
Yeah.
Apparently Germans do that too.
Do they?
That's for grandma.
We learned, my husband's German, has German and Scandinavian both. Yeah. And we learned that some people put lefses over brats. The first time he met my parents was on New Year's, and I had never heard of that. And I'm like, I was embarrassed because it, but they're like, no, this is actually a tradition. Some places they like a bun, they wrap the lefse around brats. It's not bad, actually.
It sounds like a good idea.
I think Linnea tried something like that at Gingerbread Wonderland, which is also now one of our traditions that I like to try to do. It's right by the Swedish Institute. It's the Norway House, they call it.
Yeah.
And it's a gingerbread wonderland because a lot of people contribute gingerbread houses that they've made. And then there's a little cafe sort of where you can buy gingerbread cookies. And I thought you had a lefse hot dog or something.
Oh,
I think I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy's creating all kinds of new traditions.
Yes. So as I hear you talking, I hear family getting together is important. So, and being active, doing things. I hear food is a good thing, right? And I hear being outside. Is that true?
Yeah.
Are those part of your...
I think we like being outside in the snow.
Yeah.
This time of year, at least.
Some people avoid the snow, just so you know. Right. I've lived for 6 years in California, and they don't have snow. And they do other traditions. Because,
like, I think we went sledding once in, like
below zero
degrees. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah.
I do like to get if there is snow, I like to get a ski in on Christmas Eve. Because I love skiing, and it's also my birthday. So it's a fun thing to do.
Yeah, both of us have birthdays in December. So.
She's the 24th. She's the 21st.
It's also just a big time.
Yeah, no kidding. A lot of party is happening.
We get double gifts.
Yeah. All in one season.
Yeah. Yes.
Gift giving has been big. But...
Yeah. How do you do gifts? What do you do with gifts?
Opening. Yes.
Opening.
Yeah.
Who gets the gift? We reduced the number of gifts over time.
So you have to go around in a circle. Do you make everybody go around in a circle, or do they go against you and say, we're just going crazy?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes to both of those.
It's kind of just like a pattern almost. Okay. Like it's just like, one person opens, another person opens. I feel like we usually start with the kids.
The kids usually get
more excited.
Yeah.
I know for sure Harper is.
Yes.
My sister.
Yeah. Is Harper the youngest of all the family? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We've drawn names before too. Uh-huh. Like us older.
Yeah, that's what you're getting at.
The older adults draw names sometimes and then give whoever's name you draw. But in the past couple of years, we've just bought for everybody.
Yeah.
Or we do a gift exchange. We do a little game, like a dice game.
Yeah.
So everybody brings a gift, but so that we try something new every year, kind of.
Do you have any favorite memories of Christmas?
There's a lot of favorite Christmas memories, but I would say when was Linnea baby six, maybe six, and Harper was 3 or 2. Doesn't matter, they were young.
Young.
And there was a fellow in our church here, Tom Iverson, who was going through some really rough times.
Yeah.
And we were at Christmas Eve service, and then we were going home and eat and do our Christmas stuff. And I asked Tom, well, you got any plans for Christmas? He had, no, I have no plans. I'm all alone. So I said, well, come over with us. We can have Christmas at our house. And this one here... Well, first of all, they see Tom, and Harper's a little bit nervous because who is this big guy in our house? But she's okay, and she asks him who he is, and I'm not sure if he gave him a hug right then, but we proceeded to have our dinner, and we had the opening of presents, and then this is like a Hallmark moment, and I'll probably cry right now. But she looks at Tom and says, we all got gifts, but you didn't get to have any gifts. And he says, I got the greatest gift of all. Mm-hmm. I got to be here with your family.
Wow.
And see you open your presents. And then I'm sure you gave him a hug.
Yeah, probably.
Kind of an unplanned special moment.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That was really, really neat.
Well, when I was thinking, I just was like, there's so many. There's a lot of memories. But I think my favorite one is it's also kind of a tradition because it happens every year. But I just like waking up on Christmas Day, no alarm set. Just we wake up whenever. It could be 2 a.m. or 10 or something. Yeah. And then it's either me or Harper who wakes up first. And whoever does it, we wake each other up. And then we run into Mom and Dad's room and we're like, it's Christmas morning. It's Christmas morning. We're getting up. And then we run downstairs and then look under the Christmas tree and then see what we got that year.
What time is it?
I don't know. It depends on the year. And then we look under the tree and see the gifts. And then I just love seeing Harper's reaction, and I hope Harper loves seeing mine.
We love seeing your reactions.
Yeah, we're just boom, and we're just really excited, and then we just rip open the rest of the boxes, and it's just fun.
Well, and there's something I think unique about Christmas morning that no other year, mm-hmm. no, day of the year,
right.
has that, right?
Right.
I'm
never that excited to wake up in the morning.
Yeah, and it's probably wouldn't be received well to go wake your parents up.
That's right.
Whatever time. Yeah.
We got up early.
You always were up early?
And you guys, for the most part, got up early. Amy and Brian and mm-hmm. Eric.
Yeah. What about you, Amy? What's your...
Having Linnea so close to Christmas and my birthday.
Yeah.
That was a good year.
Even though I was 10 days late.
You, yeah.
Oh, no.
You wanted to wait for Christmas as well.
No, exactly. No, I was probably going for Christmas Eve.
What was it like the year Amy was born?
Barb was in the hospital on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Obviously, and during the day. And we're pretty close with the doctor that delivered Amy.
Uh-huh.
Was the family doctor for Barb's family, and also a member of the church that we Woodlake Lutheran.
Wow.
So we get an announcement during the service that I think it was during the service.
Yes, it was. I remember. Just the story that I've heard that
Barb had a baby girl and gave the name and whatnot. But then Eric, our son, gets up. Oh, I wanted a brother.
Yep.
Still wanted a brother all these years later, probably. Yeah.
But he wasn't really too disappointed because
it's gone okay.
He worked out just fine.
Yeah. And he got a brother still.
Maybe he still got a brother.
Yeah.
And I think we went to visit and he brought Big Bird along. Aww. So we're walking down the hall with my mom and the grandparents.
Yeah.
And then there's Eric. He's excited to see his sister.
Was even it after that. Right after church or did you?
Probably Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So it was very eventful.
Well, and changed your family
mm-hmm. yeah.
Christmas celebration from then on.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, yeah, it did. We actually would do her birthday in July as she got older. So. Mm-hmm.
But for a while, it was right after the Christmas program at church. We would have my birthday after that. I feel like.
No, we maintained that. I was just thinking with your
friends.
Yeah.
We would do that in July.
Mm-hmm. I mean, summer birthdays are sometimes just easier because winter is just so busy.
Has there ever been any Christmas that was hard?
COVID.
What was hard about
COVID Christmas?
Maybe it's obvious, but
Well, I feel like we still did everything the same, I feel like, but we had to do it in masks.
Uh-huh.
Which is just not as cool. And it just didn't really for me, at least, it just didn't really feel like Christmas. Yeah. Was there still a church service or was it on Zoom?
Well, year Zoom. One, it was on Zoom.
There wasn't the
gathering. I know that.
I personally just like the Christmas church service. I think it's really special and nice and the music's great.
You like that a lot.
Yeah.
So
I love seeing the candles around
Silent night.
But on Zoom, it's just I don't want to be looking on my computer screen. I want to be there.
Yeah.
So that was just like, yeah. I feel like that kind of just like ruined it. Like I was just like, okay, this isn't really Christmas. This is just a time right now. Like this is like, and like everything was like still the same, but it was just different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now when we can gather, do you appreciate it more?
Like,
I think
so.
You take it for granted forever and ever. And then when you can't do it, suddenly you're like,
right,
something about being in that room when all the candles light.
Mm-hmm. I think everything after COVID has felt like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think, because like,
yeah,
realizing like how much school actually is a thing. Like during COVID, I was like, yay, I can do school from home. This is great. I don't have to go in. But now that we're going in again, I'm just like, it's really a different experience. You know, like school is just, I don't know if it's better in person, but it's just different.
Yeah.
Like it's like more of a school experience in person.
The full experience is different.
Yeah.
Grant, your parents pass away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they're not there for that next Christmas.
Yeah.
And that's tougher.
Yeah.
But it also can be, you can look at that as a remembrance of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The worst was when grandma was sick in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
It was right after the Christmas. That was a pretty tough time.
Yeah. I had a grandma die 3 weeks before Christmas. And I was a young adult, you know, I was out of college. And I remember like thinking, how do I help my mom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because we live far enough away from that grandparent that we didn't always spend it with them. But the grief was so real. So all of us kids, speaking of that, got together and made all the cookies and did a bunch of stuff for my mom.
Yeah.
That was a way to honor the traditions and things like that. But I remember consciously thinking about, this is going to be hard.
Like you said, it isn't all bad because, I mean, Christmas can help you get through it too. For me, it does.
Right.
Christmas definitely brings me happiness, I'd say. So like if I was sad and knew Christmas was like the next day, I'd be like, okay,
there's something about those that are positive. Yeah.
The same as my dad. Those first Christmases without the loved ones who have maybe started the traditions but we can still carry them on. But lost the grandparents. We didn't have Brian in person for a couple of them. And my friends, I've lost some friends who've loved Christmas, but we always still come together as a family. So it kind of just comes back to being together still.
Well, and noticing who's not in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, there's something sacred and special about, the people in our lives.
When Amy was born, I was at the hospital, so that's probably why I'm not totally clear on the message.
We just heard the stories of what occurred at church.
So who was at church? That's what I'm asking.
Eric was there with grandparents.
Okay, he wasn't by himself.
No.
Yeah, you didn't.
Yes.
He was there, like Amy said, with the pew full of.
Oh, I see.
That was still happening. Yep.
Got it.
Because mom has three brothers. So they all have family. So they were all there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorite shows is Call a Midwife. And in the 60s, the men weren't allowed to be in there.
Correct.
At all. They had to sit out and smoke and wait.
Right.
That is so weird.
No, that's exactly
right. So we got to be in there.
Right.
And we're supposed to be helpful.
All right. Last question. If you were to sum up the Christmas message in one sentence for you, what would it be? There's no judgment or grading of this. It's just, what would be a sentence?
Christmas is the time of year when Jesus was born, and it's filled with joy, excitement, happiness, generosity, and a little bit of stress if you're the one buying all the gifts.
A nod to the stress.
Yep.
I think that's right.
Because some people get really stressed.
I know.
Like some people love Christmas, and they're just like, yay, it's Christmas. And then others are like, oh my God, it's Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a celebration of joy, hope, and peace, and a time to be together with loved ones celebrating the birth of Jesus.
Nice.
It's a time to be kind to others. We should always, it's a reminder of why Jesus was born and why he what everything happened. Mm-hmm. It's a time to, I think, celebrate. Mm-hmm. And I do like the joy, peace, mm-hmm. love, and hope.
One of my favorite experiences, I don't know, like it's a weird experience, but like I would love, ever since I was a kid, of sitting in wherever room the Christmas tree was in the dark with just the lights on, mm-hmm. and just the quiet. Mm-hmm. You said peace, right? There's something, this reflective time, mm-hmm. this way of being a little extra kind mm-hmm. to people, of thinking about reaching out to somebody that didn't have a place,
yeah,
or inviting, come make cookies with us, mm-hmm. or thinking of people that have lost loved ones. There's something about that that opens us, right, to see and think about things in a little more mm-hmm. gracious way. That we should do all year long, but mm-hmm. for whatever reason, we don't.
Mm-hmm. We've been talking about all the busyness and activity and the fun, but there is times where I just like to sit in the house with those lights on and just it's quiet, like you mentioned.
And especially if the snow is falling.
Yeah.
It's like embrace the Christmas.
The snow.
The snow globe.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Well, and I don't know about you, but I'm more wired to be on the move. And so that's often counter my normal pattern.
Me too.
And there's something about the season and the lights and that draw me into slowing down mm-hmm. a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. That is a gift. Well, thank you for sharing your Christmas memories.
Well, thanks it for was asking fun. Us to
And I hope you learned something a little bit from each other.
Yeah,
and I think, the LCP community will love to know a little bit more about the Myers-Hedgehog family.
Yeah.